When parenting our kids, we all need a point of reference for how best to get this incredible task accomplished. The question, though, is where should this point of reference come from? Well, this is going to be just one of the questions we'll be asking one of the nation's premier parenting experts today on Licensed to Parent. Hello and welcome to Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy. Our host, as always, is Trace Embry, the founder and executive director of Shepherd's Hill Academy, and I'm Rich Rosel. And Trace, I know that I often hear you say that just because something is old-fashioned doesn't mean that it's outdated, and that's put into practice a lot here at Shepherd's Hill. But you are talking about parenting when you say this. I would suggest that our guest today is going to agree with you.
Well, Rich, you know, I know this isn't going to score many brownie points with our listeners, but I'm amazed. I'm appalled on average at the American citizenry's inability to think critically, constructively, or creatively anymore, especially when it comes to this issue of parenting. But if there's ever a go-to guy for just good old-fashioned common sense parenting, it'd be our guest today. And I had a chance to chat with him just a couple of days ago, and what a breath of fresh air. So folks, listen close.
Well, our guest's name is John Roseman, and he has worked with families and children and parents since 1971 in the field of family psychology. John earned his master's in psychology from Western Illinois University. He was elected to the Phi Kappa Phi National Honor Society. He worked as a psychologist in Illinois and in North Carolina, directing several mental health programs for children. From 1980 to 1990, he was in full-time practice as a family psychologist with Piedmont Psychology Associates in, I believe this is Gastonia, North Carolina. But right now, his time is devoted primarily to speaking and writing. John is now syndicated in approximately 225 newspapers nationwide. He's written 11 best-selling parenting books. He's also one of America's busiest, as we're discovering right now, and most popular speakers, and most certainly the busiest and most popular in his field. He's appeared on numerous national television programs, including 2020, Good Morning America, The View, The Today Show, CNN, and now our radio program, Licensed to Parent.
Well, John, welcome to the Licensed to Parent broadcast, and certainly, brother, thank you for the work you do. Keep it up the good fight.
Well, thank you, Trace. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, listen, I remember my dad talking to a bunch of guys about parenting one day, and I remember he said that parenting is real simple. See size of parent, see size of child, class dismissed. Now, I know that's certainly a humorous, you know, oversimplification of the issue, but when you listen to a lot of parenting experts today, you'd think that God required us to have a degree in child psychology just to be an adequate parent. Did God really intend us to be PhDs in child psychology to be decent parents? I mean, where's the balance here?
Please say no, by the way.
Yeah, please say no.
Yeah, please say no. But, you know, all of God's instructions to parents in Scripture are very, very easily understandable, very, very simple to translate into action. And our foremothers and forefathers up until the late 60s and early 70s, when a psychological parenting revolution swept America, actually followed biblical principle in the raising of children. And one sociologist has said that even people who were not people of faith prior to the psychological parenting revolution were raising children unwittingly, according to biblical principle.
My family was a perfect example of that.
Would that not be, though, because of the fact that as a nation, America at least, was still operating under predominantly Judeo-Christian principles?
Well, I think that had a lot to do with it. And I think in the 1960s, there was a culture-wide paradigm shift that occurred, and we became a fully fledged postmodern progressive culture, and we emerged from the 1960s a completely different America than had entered the 1960s.
Well, our culture certainly has descended into Sodom and Gomorrah-like status. But, you know, to be fair, I mean, there's certain things that have changed for the better. I mean, civil rights and things like that. But, you know, why does it seem that such a huge percentage of American parents, even Christian parents, have abandoned or forgotten what used to be called common sense when it comes to bringing up their kids? I think you may have just touched on it, though.
Well, I think it's very unpopular, especially for women. to raise children in a way that is different from how the mainstream, and even if the mainstream is the secular mainstream and everybody recognizes that in the Christian community, it still is very, very difficult for a woman to paddle in her parenting against the current. And women have told me that when they paddle against the current, they lose friends. They have to find all new friends.
Mm-hmm.
They suddenly find themselves very, very isolated, because the type of parenting that was fairly ubiquitous, it was just taken for granted. This is the way you raise your kids in the 1950s and before,
mm-hmm.
has become demonized by primarily the psychological community and the left-wing media. And women who try to practice it, and there's a different psychology for the male and the female. That's why I'm talking about the mother here. Women who try to practice old-fashioned parenting are not regarded as, they're sort of untouchables in the female community. They really are.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they want to stay home and are committed to staying home and not having an outside the home job. Well, John, I truly believe that you're right. The postmodern worldview birthed out of the 1960s has since blinded so many parents to this very day to the fact that everyone's approach to life and parenting is equally valid. Consequently, there doesn't seem to be a transcendent common standard for either life or parenting. So in light of all the Dr. Phils of the world and the Dr. Oz's and the Oprah's, where should parents be taking their parenting cues from and why?
Well, parents should be taking their parenting cues from people who espouse in my estimation, and I don't mean to toot my own horn here, Trace, but I am one of the people in question, and there's only a handful of us in America who have any platform from which to speak, any media platform.
Mm-hmm.
And, the handful of people that I'm talking about, me, Kevin Lehman, James Dobson, are espousing a very, very old-fashioned, very traditional, biblically-based parenting philosophy that obviously works. So the new philosophy, based primarily on bogus psychological theory, mm-hmm. completely bankrupt psychological theory, has resulted in a considerable worsening of child mental health in America.
You're right about
by
that.
By all standards. And this is very ironic. Parents take their marching orders from people in the mental health community, and the mental health of the American child goes dramatically downhill during that same period of time. It's time for us to wake up, smell the coffee, and realize this. This new parenting paradigm is not working.
Why haven't we smelled the coffee? I mean, there's a lot of people who are going to say that this is a different age. You know, we're in the digital age. There's issues today that we as parents and as kids didn't have to deal with in even in the 80s. It's a different world. How do you respond to them when they talk like that? That you can't use these old principles and make them work today.
Well, I respond the same way that you introduced the show. Old-fashioned is not outdated.
That's right.
The parenting paradigm that I'm talking about is not primarily defined by methods. People think that it is. People oftentimes think, oh, that's all about spanking. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about principles.
Right.
God is describing principles of parenting in Scripture.
Right.
And when he says things like train up a child in the way he should go, when he says through Paul, fathers, do not exasperate your children, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. When he says in Deuteronomy, to parents, impress these commandments upon your children, and I'm paraphrasing here at every possible opportunity. He's not talking about methods. He's talking about principles
right.
of child rearing, and he's talking primarily about a focus on the child's biblical character.
Mm-hmm.
And today's parents are inordinately focused on their children's achievements, and this is a primary problem.
Yep.
God does not say, you know, he wants parents to make sure their kids get into the gifted and talented program. Mm-hmm. He's saying raise godly children.
Wrong standard of
and everything else will take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And today's parents are trying to get their kids into the gifted and talented program and scholarships to Yale and soccer and so on and so forth. You know, we're off on a completely wrong track here. And you're absolutely right, Trace, even in the Christian community.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that, you know, kids come here kicking and scratching sometimes, and their parents are, you know, they're actually glad to be relieved of them a lot. And then once behavior gets, back on track, all of a sudden, the behavior is a second issue, and now it's all about their grades. I'm very disappointed in the fact that a lot of, like you just said, Christian people aren't getting the fact that, you know, there's a lot more to education than just academics. I mean, where's the civic issues? Where, you know, where's the morality and ethics involved? That used to be part of, you know, education. And now it's kind of just about, you know, do I get A's and B's in class?
Well, when God says in Deuteronomy, impress these commandments, in other words, impress godly values, the values that I have communicated to you through my revelation on your children at every possible opportunity, he's saying to parents that their primary obligation is to teach their children how to think properly.
Right. Not what to think, but how to think.
Yeah, exactly. How to think,
mm-hmm. But
also what to think. But today's parents, they think discipline is all about shaping behavior. This is another psychological idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can train a child to behave properly, but unless you train the child in an understanding of why he is behaving this way and why he is not behaving another way, you run a high risk of raising a child who is very manipulative, mm-hmm. deceitful, and even sociopathic.
Mm-hmm. I had a question, John. We often encourage our children. Trace and I each have 5 kids. His are a little older than mine, so I've still got a few at home. But we often encourage our kids to surround themselves with godly influences. So we're trying to have them plugged in at church. We're trying to have them plugged in with friends who share their ideals. And as you were talking a few minutes ago about parents and where they're turning for their parental advice, my first thought is we need to make sure that parents are plugged in with other parents at church, but are the churches standing up for what's right and teaching these principles that you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm very disappointed at how the church has been co-opted by psychological theory, how for example, very prominent people in the church, spokespeople, use the term self-esteem as if it's something that people should aspire to. And taking that one example of a psychological concept that has worked its way into the Christian church, when I am talking about this to an audience of people, I point out that Jesus did not say, blessed are those who think highly of themselves.
Right.
Blessed are those who are proud of their accomplishments.
Poor in spirit.
Yeah. I mean, and I can find other examples throughout Scripture of Jesus warning us against high self-esteem, against pridefulness. And yet this is being spoken of from the pulpit in many churches across America and evangelical churches, as if it's a wonderful thing.
I've often said, why do I want a juvenile delinquent feeling good about being a juvenile delinquent? I mean, that's insanity. And I think this everyone's a winner mentality, along with the whole self-esteem thing, has bred this sense of entitlement, and which leads me to my next question. How does a parent reverse this sense of entitlement once they come to grips with the fact that, you know, this self-esteem thing isn't what it's cracked up to be. Everyone really isn't a winner. Now my kid's entitled, feels a sense of entitlement that he should be a winner and that he deserves the best of everything just for showing up. How does a parent reverse a sense of entitlement in a kid who's been indoctrinated in the culture, in his home, and in the church?
Well, I'm not absolutely sure from one case to the next, but I was counseling with some parents recently who described their teenage son that way, and I advised them that, and it, this kid was rebellious, disrespectful, had nothing but disdain for his parents and his family. And these are Christian people. And I said, well, this child needs to come home from school tomorrow and walk into a room in which there is nothing but a mattress and a chest of drawers that contains only essential clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they followed my advice and stripped him in one day of everything, his cell phone, his driving privileges, all of the decorations in his room, his favorite clothing, his computer, his video game. And they told him he was going to live like that until he had changed his ways, and they defined exactly what that meant, for a uninterrupted period of 6 months. And you know, what they're basically saying to this, doing to this kid is a large-scale rehabilitation effort at the age of 16. You know, it's not too late necessarily, but there are lines that you cross, Trace and Rich, with children during their teenage years typically. And once you cross that line, parental influence is minimal. You need to intervene before the line is crossed.
Gotta start young.
I simply pray that these folks have done what they did before that line was crossed.
John, one of the things you were just referring to, of the stripping everything down and laying out severe consequences of this will continue if you don't change your way, and here's how you need to change it, that is not unlike what goes on here at Shepherd's Hill Academy. The methodology is slightly different, but still it's removing all of those things which in and of themselves become barricades to civilization, barricades to communication, barricades to respect. I think a lot of parents, though, short of bringing a child to Shepherd's Hill or to another residential program, are afraid to take those types of steps. Does a parent need to worry about that? How do you take the bold steps like that without fear of what Big Brother might do to you if they're watching?
Yeah, because I can tell you that I, when I ask parents, what's your biggest fear in raising your kids today? Overwhelmingly, the number one answer is going to jail for trying to bring discipline upon my kid.
Yeah, I call it the parenting Gestapo.
Mm-hmm.
And these people who have made de facto law, for example, concerning parental spanking, there is no law in any municipality, state, or at the federal level, barring a parent from spanking a child. And yet, if a child goes to school and reports to a teacher, a counselor, the principal, any administrator, "My parents spanked me this morning or yesterday," there will be an investigation. Yeah. As if that parent has broken a law. This is outrageous. It's unconstitutional.
We need to take a quick break because we are running out of time here. Our guest today is John Roseman, and we consider him one of the foremost parenting experts, and we're delighted to have him with us today on Licensed to Parent. We're going to pause briefly, give our stations a chance to say hello, and we'll be back in just a moment with more of Licensed to Parent. It's difficult to see the light at the end of the tunnel when you're face-to-face with a teenager who argues with you at every turn. Maybe you and your teen can't talk to one another about anything without it getting complicated. For nearly two decades, Shepherd's Hill Academy has been bringing healing to teens and families from around the world. Up until now, that help has come through its residential treatment facility in North Georgia. But now, your family can benefit from that experience at home through Shepherd's Hill Family Coaching, designed to help you discern God's will for your family, build good communication skills, deal with defiant children, and more. Our family coaching team will work with you by phone, in your home, at work, even while you're on the road, to help your family develop a game plan to succeed. Sign up for Shepherd's Hill Family Coaching today by visiting LicensedToParent.org. Live the family life your family was designed for. Click on the family coaching banner at LicensedToParent.org.
One of the programs offered by Shepherd's Hill Academy to help troubled teens involves horses. The Equine-Assisted Psychotherapy Program, or EAP, is a therapeutic approach to enhance behavioral, relational, emotional, and spiritual growth. teens in the program grow in problem-solving skills, anger management, personal responsibility, and more, all while learning safe and natural horsemanship. It's been 18 years since the program began, and with all that wear and tear, the horse arena needs improvements. Help enhance our students' experience at Shepherd's Hill, as well as others who utilize the arena, by donating to the EAP in one of three ways. Purchase a Shepherd's Hill t-shirt, donate your old car, or make a financial gift. All donations are tax deductible and help us continue to provide hope and healing for families in crisis. To learn more and to make a donation, visit LicenseToParent.org and click on the fundraiser banner, LicenseToParent.org.
Welcome back to License to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a residential treatment program for troubled teens located in Martin, Georgia. Our guest today is John Roseman, one of the premier parenting experts that this nation has, and we are delighted to have him with us, Trace.
Well, John, before the break, we were talking about the situation in school where teachers can turn in a parent for what they suspect might be child abuse. How in the world can they take my 12-year-old daughter, 13-year-old daughter, I say they, I mean the public school system, down to the local abortion clinic, have her be examined and maybe even get an abortion, bring her back and legally not even tell me? There just seems to be something terribly wrong with that situation.
And yet we can't spank, according to them.
Well, yeah, they're going to make us think we can't, right.
Well, you know, we're drifting toward a European economy model, and we're also drifting toward a parenting model that is based primarily on a European standard. Most people don't understand that there is a very powerful movement in this country that is attempting to implement the articles of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child on the American parent. Mm-hmm. And basically what the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child does is transfer the child's primary loyalty from his family to the state.
Like Hitler's youth.
Well, and Marx clearly said that unless the child's loyalty could be transferred to the state, socialism would not work. You have to transfer that loyalty early on, which is why we have initiatives, government initiatives concerning three-year-old mandatory public education and so on and so forth. They want to start indoctrinating America's children in their socialistic utopian vision as early as possible in order to transform America into a state that would cause Thomas Jefferson to roll over in his grave.
I remember, 20, 30 years ago talking about, the Russian news agency TASS and how they skew everything and the Russian people don't really know what's going on in the Russian government. But it sure looks like that stuff is happening right here. I mean, do we know that our phone conversation the other day wasn't monitored, that this radio broadcast isn't being filed away someplace? I mean, this is starting to look really scary.
Well, it's starting to look very, very scary to me, and I'm not let me put it this way. I am a conspiracy theorist in the sense that I believe that there are plans afoot. Nothing is happening in this country by accident. Mm-hmm. People are engineering dramatic cultural, sociological change, and these people are on the left. And, all I have to say about all that is that we need to just continue fighting the good fight, Trace and Rich, and I'm convinced that we're fighting the good fight. We just need to stand up and be counted where this is concerned, which we're doing with this radio broadcast.
Exactly. I mean, that's really how the broadcast got birthed. A lot of the stuff we're talking about, believe it or not, the kids that come here, we're cluing them into this, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story, so that they can go out there and rather than just being, you know, more microcosms of our culture, we want change agents to the culture. And that's what is going on at Shepherd's Hill Academy with our kids and our families. You'd be surprised the moms and dads that have to be enlightened to this stuff. And so we're taking Outside the Gate with Licensed Parent, what we know is transforming the lives of kids inside the gate of Shepherd's Hill. How do we convince Christian parents, though, that despite the insanity of the world, that the Romans 12:2 mandate to not conform to the patterns of this world must be heeded? I think we have conformed, even in the church. How do we convince parents in the church that we're still, you know, missing the mark here?
Well, I think it's going to require education. And again, not to toot my own horn, but this is what I try to do as I go around the country and speak in churches, is to help Christian parents understand how most of the problems they are having in the raising of children are the logical consequence of having bought into this new psychological parenting paradigm that was crafted out of thin air in the late 1960s and early 1970s by mental health professionals. And, you know, what assists my credibility in this, guys, is that I am a psychologist. Mm-hmm. I'm licensed by the North Carolina Psychology Board. It's accurate to say that they rue the day they ever gave me a license, because I go around the country and I tell the truth.
Yeah.
That psychology is a secular religion that you believe in by faith, and that most of the problems that American parents are having are due to adherence to psychological theory in child rearing, and that this new set of theories, child rearing theories, has created more problems than psychologists even know how to solve.
I have to agree with you. I see it. I mean, we're in the trenches with these kids every day. I see exactly what you're talking about. And when they're here for any length of time, they and their families see it as well.
I tell you what, this is a good stopping point for us. And John, we'd like to have you back next week to continue this conversation, primarily because Trace writes 40 or 50 pages worth of questions, and we usually only get through about 2 pages. So there's more to talk about. But before you go, one of the last things you said was, you know, this is one of the reasons I'm here. I'm speaking out on these. I'm teaching this stuff. For parents who may want to find out more about you and how to connect with you, any resources you might have, what's the best way for them to find you?
People can go to either rosemond.com or johnrosemond.com. And my books are there. My newspaper column is there. My speaking schedule is there. And contact information is there.
And as a matter of fact, John is there all the time. He has a constant 24/7 webcam. No, I'm just kidding. But it's great to know that they can connect to you that way, and that we can as well. And we would like to connect with you again next week, if that's okay.
I'd love to do that.
Wonderful.
Let's do it.
Wonderful. This is Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy in Martin, Georgia. To find out more and join us in supporting this ongoing ministry, again, we invite you to visit us online at licensedtoparent.org. Just click on the donate link to find out how you can become one of our financial partners. On behalf of Trace Embry, I'm Rich Rossel. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you again next time for Licensed to Parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. We'll see you next time.